Happy now to be talking with good friend Jim Mulhern, President and CEO of the National Milk Producers Federation. Jim, I saw you just had your big dairy industry meeting. I believe you were in Colorado and brought back a lot of fond memories for me attending your meeting for many years, and always a great time to talk with producers from around the country and get an update on the many things that you have going on behalf of dairy producers across the country. Looked like you had another great meeting.
We did, Mike, and it's great to be with you this morning. Great meeting in just outside of Denver, Colorado this year. About 750 producers, co-op and industry, dairy industry folks from across the country gathered for discussion of, you know, the major issues of the day. And as you know, there's always plenty of issues in dairy. So we had had a great meeting, great discussions, and a real sense of optimism as we move into the future.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that because over the years, in good times and tough times, that was always a meeting where I really could get the pulse of the dairy industry, of how producers were feeling. And we saw some years where things were really, really tough, and then years where things have looked better. But that meeting, when you bring those producers together, you can get a sense of the mood, the attitude. So you felt optimism among producers?
The meeting is a very good barometer, a very good pulse of the industry, the state of the industry, Mike, as you just said. Talking to producers, you get that sense. This has been it's an interesting year. We've had record milk prices this year in terms of the all milk price across the country. As I said in my remarks to the at the meeting, it's always nice when you look at a year and the first number on the hundredweight of the milk price is a 2. We've been in above $20 a hundredweight in almost the entire country all year, and that's positive. The negative, of course, is that feed costs and all production costs are high as well. Having said that, still with milk prices where they are, the margin's been pretty good all year long. It's dipped a little bit here this fall, but overall, 2022 has been a very good year. And as we heard from the economists, it's a little bit uncertain for next year, but we're feeling pretty good about the state of the industry today.
We're talking with Jim Mulhern, President and CEO of the National Milk Producers Federation. Jim, you're always looking forward as well. And I know there's been a lot of discussion within the industry over the years about some changes that you would like to see made, or a modernization plan, if you will, for the milk marketing order. Where are you on that, and what is the plan moving forward? What do you want to see as far as changes, modernization that need to be made?
And that was a major topic of discussion, Mike, as you referenced. The Federal Milk Marketing Order system is one that kind of provides the regulatory framework on the economic side for our industry. And I said at our annual meeting a year ago that we wanted to get into the federal order issues. The program has not undergone any serious updates since 2000. So we're now, 22 years on since the last major look at the Federal Order Program, and we wanted to take our time to look at modernizing the program. We spent the past year going through the program in minute detail with experts at our cooperatives, marketing, economic experts, looking at the function of the program, and had over 100 meetings with our technicians, with our board members, economic policy committee, outreach to state dairy associations, worked with the American Farm Bureau Federation. We had 3 speakers on their program, I guess a week ago that was, in Kansas City. And over the course of this year, I said a year ago that I hope to bring back recommendations to our board of directors at this meeting, and we did that. We brought forth a proposal to modernize the program, and that plan was adopted unanimously by our board of directors on Monday. And we will, we've got some more discussions, some more work to do on this, but our plan is to move forward with a proposal that we can take to the U.S. Department of Agriculture early next year.
It is always challenging to get a consensus within the industry on major changes or moves like this.
Well, it is, and that's why we took the time to do it right. As I said, over 100 meetings internally with our co-ops, webinars to explain the details of these issues, because the federal orders are a very technical, detailed program. They help to, you know, get milk moved around the country, moving to the right plants, you know, the pricing, provide transparency, weights and measures, you know, the testing. So it's a very important program for the producer community, and that's why we wanted to get it right. In terms of the consensus, it's been very, very strong. A strong degree of support for modernizing the program, providing these updates, you know, to address some of the significant changes that have occurred in our industry over these last 20 plus years. And that's what we hope to do with our plan going forward.
Okay, take us through the steps moving forward now. Where do you go from here, and what's your plan?
So the plan now is to a few more discussions with other stakeholders in the industry to, you know, make sure that we have that strong consensus across the industry that you referenced, Mike, in your comments. We have a little bit more work to do on looking at the Class 1 price surface. Class 1, of course, is the fluid milk, the milk that goes into the bottle, into the jug in the grocery store. And that is the Class 1 market, you know, is priced differently around the country. And we've got to take a close look at that to get those prices right. They're out of alignment in some areas. And that work will be ongoing. We hope to finish that, you know, by the end of the year. And then it would be early first quarter next year. We'll take a proposal to USDA, ask the department to hold a national federal order hearing in which we can look at these issues in great detail, have others come in and testify as well. USDA would then take that hearing record, if you will, and they'll make their determination on what proposals to adopt and move forward. Once they do that, all of that is subject to a producer referendum, which would take place, I would hope, you know, about, you know, perhaps this time next year. We could have a producer referendum on a recommended decision from USDA to modernize the program.
All right, so there are several steps yet to go, but the process underway. We're talking with Jim Mulhern, President and CEO of the National Milk Producers Federation. Jim, wanted to talk to you about, I know it's an ongoing battle. You have all these different products out there coming on using the name dairy, and that brings into question again your ongoing challenge with FDA and others to get accuracy and labeling and things like that, because you got all these products wanting to use the name dairy because they see a benefit in it, obviously.
Right.
But then on the other hand, you've got, I see these reports and stories out there questioning the benefits or questioning how healthy cow's milk really is. I mean, it seems like you're getting hit from both sides on this.
Well, we live in an age of misinformation, as you well know, Mike, and your listeners do as well. Nothing could be further from the truth in terms of the health nutritional benefits of dairy. In fact, that's one of the, you know, the most important attributes of milk and dairy products. And I think consumers are showing that clearly in their purchasing. As you know, per capita consumption of dairy products are at their highest level since 1959. And we've been a steady increase. People are moving to dairy because of the taste, the nutritional quality, the affordability, the availability. Those are key attributes that dairy hits on all of those. So the nonsense about dairy's, any suggestions of health issues with dairy are really, you know, for the most part, coming from people with an agenda. Looking at the science, there's no food in the diet that provides greater level of nutrition, especially on a cost basis. No issues, no questions there.
Yeah, they want to trade off of the good name that dairy has established over the years, but at the same time, criticize or try to say that they're somehow better than you. They're wanting it both ways, and it.
Well, that's
as you
exactly
said,
right.
I think consumers are seeing through that, as you said, strong sales. That's good to hear. Jim, always good to talk with you. Good to catch up again. Take care.
Thanks, Mike. Great to be with you.
All right. Jim Mulhern, President and CEO of the National Milk Producers Federation.